This is Yawa Radio.
A warm welcome to the Yawa Radio podcast. The Yawa Radio podcast is an opportunity again to listen to one of our inspirational, thought-provoking interviews that we have brought to the listeners of Yawa Radio. Yawa Radio is online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are your well-being and happiness radio station, bringing the feel-good feeling to every single day of the week. Check us out at yawaradio.co.uk. Now sit back and enjoy this podcast from the Yawa Radio team. This is Glass Half Full with me, Steve Twining, where I'm joined by inspirational guests from around the world, sharing their stories that may well resonate with you. Sit back and enjoy this week's Glass Half Full. Well, welcome to this week's Glass Half Full with me, Steve Twineham. And you know, there's sometimes you come across something that is probably quite unique in a way and is making a massive difference to people's lives. And today, it's a pleasure to be joined on the line by Giselle Metten. Giselle, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Steve. It's fantastic to be here.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to finding out much, much more about this great service that you provide. And we're gonna touch on that in a moment. But let's just keep the listener thinking, what on earth are they talking about today? Okay, let's just hold that for a moment. But I'll say it is so intriguing and so interesting. And this is something that you will probably know nothing about that is available for you. So just hang on to that if you're listening. But Giselle, just tell us a little bit about your background and how you got to come and do what you're doing right now.
Okay. Thank you so much, Steve, first of all, for having me. It's a real pleasure to be here. So my background is healthcare. So I'm a nurse by background, cardiac nurse to be exact. And I've worked in the NHS for most of my life. I've done lots in cardiac nursing, project management, service improvement, service transformation, worked right up to board of directors level where I was in charge of a hospital and A&E departments, etc. So I've had quite a full career in healthcare.
Wow. Say that would have been a busy life.
Oh, it was. 18-hour days.
Yeah. Busy life, stressful life, but doing such a great service and things like that. But yeah. Giselle, now you've got this wonderful, wonderful company, okay, which is all about a medical concierge and a bespoke UK private healthcare that is tailored to the individual needs. So tell me more, because I'm so intrigued around this. I've never heard about this medical concierge bit. Never heard about that at all. So tell us more about how it all developed and evolved.
Okay, thank you. Well, so my parents live in outside of the UK. Sadly, my dad has passed away. But the way that this came about was that I would, whenever my parents needed healthcare, I would bring them over to the UK to have private healthcare because I know the UK healthcare system in and out. And, you know, I trust my colleagues. And my dad needed spinal surgery, which is quite, you know, serious surgery. And so I said to him, I said, Dad, I'm going to start looking for someone. I want the best spinal surgeon, because my dad, right? So I want the best spinal surgeon in the UK operating on you. So I found that person who was excellent, made all the arrangements for my dad. So when he came over to the UK, everything worked like clockwork, really smoothly. He had his consultation. He agreed on the surgery, and it was minimally invasive surgery, which is what I wanted. I didn't want him to be, you know, cut up unnecessarily. Mm-hmm. And I always remember on the day of the surgery. The surgeon had spoken to us, my dad had gone down. And when the surgeon spoke to us, and this is me and my brothers, he said, you know, following the surgery, he'll be in intensive care and, you know, he'll be monitored, etc. And when you're a nurse, I mean, anyone would think this, but when you think intensive care, you're thinking tubes, the person is unconscious because they're in a ventilator, and you're thinking all of these things. And as a nurse, it's even worse because I've nursed patients in intensive care. And so I remember when the surgeon came out of the operating theatre and said, everything's done, it went really well. Now, when a surgeon says that, he means well from his perspective, which is great.
Yes, which is good to know.
Yes, it's always very good to know. And it's a relief. But you don't know what state your loved one is going to be in when you see them. And so I remember walking down the corridor with my brothers, and my knees wouldn't take me. I wanted them to go, but they were like jelly. And I remember, and I was shaking walking down the corridor because I was imagining all sorts of things. And I remember trying to push the door, big wide doors of this private hospital. And I was pushing the door and they wouldn't go. So one of my brothers had to push it for me because I just didn't have the strength. And as the door opened, there was my dad. He was the first patient that we saw. And I looked at him and it was the most incredible experience because he was sitting upright, looked as if he'd had the best facial in the world. He had just a plaster at the side of his neck. And I looked at him and I was thinking, but he's had spinal surgery. I know it's minimally invasive, but this is spinal surgery. And there he was eating a salmon supper.
Wow.
And he said, come in. This was on the same day. And
wow.
I was completely flabbergasted. I cannot describe to you the relief I felt. And then 20 minutes later, he said, I've got to have my physiotherapy now.
Goodness gracious.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
It was the most incredible experience. The relief. So when we left, I just burst into tears because the relief, that's what the relief did to me. Mm. And following the surgery, he recovered really well. He went back. He was a lawyer at the time. So he went back to his law practice and, you know, he recovered, you know, quite well. And I remember thinking, Steve, I want other people to have that experience. I want other daughters, other sons, other wives, mothers to have that experience, that relief, and that feeling of happiness that your loved one's okay. And that's kind of what minimally invasive surgery does. And when you have an experienced world-leading surgeon, put that together and you get fantastic outcomes. And that's where MetaHealth was born.
Wow, I just love that. What a lovely story as well. And I can just picture your emotion, and especially from someone who's worked in the profession as well, thinking all these things. And so you take somebody outside who's not aware of that and how they feel. And I guess many people don't realize, like, you sorted the best surgeon that you could in the UK for that. A lot of people don't probably realize they can do that or they've got that option and they just go with what they're told, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So you formed MetaHealth. So tell me a little bit more about how it works with the concierge side and how you help people now. Just tell me a little bit more about that.
Okay. So I'm the executive director of operations, and Lawrence Metam, who happens to be my husband, is the CEO. And we formed MetaHealth. It was actually just before lockdown. It was about 4 years ago. And as a medical concierge, what we do, Steve, is we do exactly what I did for my dad. Mm-hmm. Do the research. We talk to the client, find out what the symptoms are, what the issues are. And based on what they say to us, we do the research to find the consultant or the healthcare professional that will give them the best outcome possible. And so we're connected to a network of over 2,000 consultants who are world leading and primarily who perform procedures that are minimally invasive. Oh. And so what we do is once we find the right person for our clients, we will then present, it may be one or two, maybe three people. And we have a conversation with them to see, make sure that they're happy. If there's more than one, they make the choice. We give them the option. Mm-hmm. If it's one particular consultant or private hospital that we recommend because of their level of expertise, then, you know, that's what we do. We make sure that the client does the research themselves. So we encourage our clients to have a look. This is the person that we found. Have a look, make sure that you're happy with their outcomes, etc. And once they're happy to proceed, we then proceed to make all the arrangements for them. So all the medical appointments, if they come from abroad, so for international clients, we arrange all the medical appointments, airport transfers, accommodation for two people. They get a personal coordinator, and we essentially support them from the time they arrive in the UK to the time they go back home. And that includes discharge planning, aftercare, follow-up, everything that's needed. For our UK clients, we do exactly the same, except obviously they perhaps wouldn't need airport transfers. They may or may not need accommodation, depending on where they are. But we arrange everything for them because, you know, when people are affected in some way, you know, especially if they're in pain, there's a vulnerability. They feel vulnerable. It's easy to get confused. And so we hold their hand and we say, we walk your journey with you. So we take all the burden and stress of making all the arrangements. We take all of that away and we're just there to support them throughout the whole care journey.
Wow.
Once that's, you know, once they've been through their operation or procedure, whatever it is, we'll arrange the aftercare and the follow-up to make sure that they, you know, everything's going smoothly. If there are things they don't understand, we will contact the consultant and clarify if that needs to happen. So we do everything for them from end to end, just so they're not confused and stressed, because we want them to be.
And it's very time consuming doing all that if you're doing it yourself as well. And I guess it's easy, and I mean this in the nicest possible way, I don't mean anybody's trying to be awkward, but it's easy to be put off by things because you may be trying to get hold of a consultant and you've got their, whatever they call them, secretary, or I don't know what they call them, PA or whatever, and you're chasing them and everything like that, and they tell you something, and being, especially being typically British, we take it at face value, don't we? Well, they're a professional, so they should know, and all that kind of thing. We do all that kind of thing. So for somebody to sort of do all that and sort it all out is a concrete overcoat, as I describe it, taken off your shoulder, really.
Absolutely, Steve. And I think we underestimate, especially when we're feeling vulnerable, we underestimate how much stress we're holding when we also have to do all those things and chase people and get back in and understand what they're saying. And, you know, all that can be really, really stressful. So we literally take that burden and stress away from them and their carer or significant other, so they can just focus on getting better. That's what we want.
Wow. Good. And just, so how would people sort of find you? Because do you have links with GPs as well? And can they refer, or do they have people just find you through searching? How do they do that?
It's various ways. I think that's an excellent question, Steve. It's one of the reasons why we want to do more of these interviews, etc., to raise awareness and to let people know that they actually have an option. If they've made a decision that private healthcare is what they want, there is an option to have a medical concierge service. That's us, who really care. You know, we really care about people. So we want to be able to find that right person and guide them through the process. So the way that they find us, just to answer your question, is online. So it's metahealth.uk. So that's M-E-T-T-A health.uk is our website. We're on Instagram at metahealthuk. We're on Twitter. So any of the social media platforms, we're on LinkedIn, any of the social media platforms, it's metahealth.uk. is the website, and then it's at MetaHealth UK on the social media platforms.
Wow. So yeah, great. Wouldn't it be, I'm just thinking of an example now in my head, you know, I've trotted off to the GP and I've had a scan or whatever, and then they told me, well, Steve, you need a knee replacement or you whatever, and we'll sort out the referral for you. And there you are. 18 months time, you might be able to see a consultant. And that's not decrying what's going on, because the NHS do a great job under real, and people, we'll talk about something else in a minute where people really need to value our NHS for the work that they do. We'll come to that in a minute. But isn't it great if I knew I could go, hey, doc, thank you for that. Right. But I think I can get some help somewhere else because I know a company that could help me. I could come to you and say, Giselle, I need a knee up. Sort for me, will you? Find me the best knee man in the UK.
Brilliant. Okay? Absolutely spot on. That's exactly what we want to do, is serve more people like you, Steve. and we do that, and you will get your knee operation within 10 days, and you will get the best outcome possible because we've got a pool of excellent world-leading surgeons who would give you the best outcome possible using minimally invasive procedures. So if you felt like that, you could, as I said, access us on by a website, social media. Telephone number is 07585-738-418. So you can call us and we would then have a chat with you, do an initial assessment, find out your lifestyle, you know, find out what you like doing, what's your knee problem stopping you from doing. Mm-hmm. And we go into quite a lot of detail because we're very niche in the way that we choose the right surgeon for you. So you, Steve, you're quite a young man.
Oh, thank you. The camera deceives you, though.
And so the surgeon that we would recommend for you, Steve, might be slightly different to the one that we'd recommend for an 85-year-old, for instance, because, you know, the pathology is different. If it's an 85-year-old, we want someone who's used to working with that type of pathology. Whereas if it's for someone who's 40, a bit younger, we know that they'll probably be very much more active. So you have a specialist surgeon who works on, you know, who will do that operation, knowing the lifestyle of this person and making sure that, you know, they get the best outcome for that particular individual. And the best thing is that it would happen in 10 days or so, not in 18 months.
Not in 18 months. That yourself, people will be, there'll be a cost to this for the service that you provide. So how does that work? But a lot of people hear the word private healthcare and they think, oh, right, I'll subscribe to one of those healthcare thingies, right?
Yeah.
Well, then lovely tell you that existing preconditions do not apply, right? Yeah. So it's not that type of healthcare we're talking about, is it?
No. So with medical concierge, so with our service, it's more of a pay-as-you-go. And the beauty of it is that, you know, you can either be self-pay or you can be, you know, or through insurance, whichever one, you know, works for you. So for a self-pay person, we go through exactly the same process, i.e. finding the right consultant, etc., and then, you know, guiding them through the process. With someone with insurance, they just need to provide their code number.
Okay.
And then, you know, the private hospital will bill the insurance. We do obviously have a fee, our own, and so there's a fee to be paid, and that's slightly different if it's international because the arrangements are a lot more intense and we have to do a lot more work if it's an international person, and they have a choice of levels of packages. We've got different packages to suit different budgets. For UK residents, you know, there's a standard fee for every part of their journey and it's up to them, you know, what they'd like. So it's all bespoke and tailor-made to their needs.
So it's a conversation with you really to find out how that could work. But let's put that into some context though as well, because, you know, I was out enjoying somebody's birthday party on Saturday night and I was talking to a friend who was there that I'd not seen for some time who is in his 70s, God bless him, right? Mm-hmm. He'd gone out to his place in Florida.
Yes.
And he was taken ill.
Sorry.
And he needed, I think it was an MRI scan he had or something like that. And the bill was $25,000.
Oh, my word. Wow.
Right?
I can't breathe, Steve.
Now, you know, so trying to put into that context with the type of the service that you provide and also, you know, even how we don't always value the service that we get from our own NHS, when you put that, that was for the MRI scan. That wasn't if you wanted any treatment. That wasn't, you know, if he needed a hip doing or something. That was just for the scan.
Steve, I have to collect myself after that. That is just exorbitant. And this is what, I'm really glad that you brought this up, Steve, because as you said, you know, we have people have gripes by the NHS. The NHS is fantastic. They're doing, having grown up in it myself, they're doing the best that they can with what they've got. And demand is going up and your resources aren't in, necessarily in terms of staffing, etc. So they're actually doing brilliantly well. You know, the thing is, in the UK, we're very, very fortunate in that we also have a private healthcare system. So for people who can, you know, they can access that and expedite their care. And the cost of private healthcare here in the UK is nowhere near what it is in the US. It's, you know, you've just quoted 25,000 for an MRI scan, whereas here it ranges from 400 to 1,000, depending on what sort of MRI scan it is. And in actual fact, you know, that particular person, say he needed a hip replacement, just to put things in context in terms of the difference in cost here in the UK and the US, a hip replacement in the US probably costs about 70 to 80 or 90 thousand, probably in that. You know, that's just the operation.
Yeah,
depending on what state, etc. Whereas, you know, if that those people came over to the UK, they would could have with us. We offer a package with the surgery, 4 weeks accommodation, X-rays, consultation with the consultant, aftercare, the post-procedural X-ray follow-up, and that comes in at around, for an international client, about $32,000,
$33,000 yeah,
compared to $70,000 to $90,000 just for the operation. Yeah. If it's someone who is in the UK, obviously they won't need the accommodation, which adds to it. Again, it's so much cheaper. It's a lot cheaper than people realize.
Yeah.
And so we offer them a package and everything's done for them. The other thing to say, Steve, and this is where, if I may, describe the minimally invasive aspect of this.
Yes.
So for a hip replacement, we have partnered with a clinic in London that uses a particular approach to hip replacement, which is revolutionary, innovative, revolutionary. So usually, you know, these days you do have minimally invasive hip surgery. Can't decry that. But this particular approach means that there's less cutting of the muscle, minimal blood loss, minimal pain, and a faster recovery.
Wow.
And so the patients are up and walking on the same day and they get discharged the next day. And because there's less cutting of the muscles and moving around the nerve, they feel less pain. So the recovery is a lot quicker. And, you know, we do packages for that. And those patients, we could get them in within 10 days for hip replacement.
Absolutely. Absolutely awesome, man. And just what's going through my head now. So, you know, I'm just thinking, let's assume that, I mean, some private healthcare packages are less than a cup of coffee a day, right?
Yeah.
Right. So I've got this private healthcare. I've gone to the, right, I want sorted. I tell you what, I've got this. I've got Mikel. I'm going to speak to Giselle. So you can sort all that out. You can link up with the private healthcare. They'll pay the bill. Bliss.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so it's important to make the distinction that you've got the private health insurance, which is what you're describing.
Yeah. Steve,
and then you've got the medical concierge, which is us. And we would, as you say, sort it all out.
Wow.
Sort it all out for the client.
What a service. Well, you know, really look forward to helping you share this news and get this out there to people, because it's absolutely such a great service that people need to know about. You know, there are things out there, you know, because all we ever hear anywhere else is all about the negative stuff and how things are bad and everything like that. But there are people out there to help and support. So Giselle, just give us the website again and how people can get in touch with you.
Okay, so our website address is metahealth.uk. So that's M-E-T-T-A, health.uk. You can follow us on social media, for instance, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and that's at MetaHealthUK. And then our telephone number is 07585 738418. Obviously, if you're calling from abroad, it will be +44, drop the zero, and it would be 7585 738418.
Wonderful. Giselle, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. And hopefully we can talk in the future as well and continue to help you get your message out there. And whatever you are doing for the rest of your day, have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you so much, Stephen. Thank you for having me on the program. I really appreciate that.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. A big thank you for taking the time out to listen to this podcast from the team at Yawa Radio. Remember to check us out live online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at yawaradio.co.uk. And if you'd like to join us as a guest on Yawa Radio or as a guest on the Yawa Radio podcast, we would love to hear from you. Simply email studio@yawaradio.co.uk. Once again, a big thank you for taking the time out to listen. This is the Yawa Radio podcast. Copyright applies.